Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The chairs of the Republican National Committee and Michigan's Republican Party are calling on Michigan's Board of State Canvassers to delay certifying results of the presidential election for 2 weeks to allow for a full audit of votes in the state's largest county. They cite unsubstantiated claims of irregularities. NPR's Ron Elving says other legal efforts by President Trump and his supporters to delegitimize election results have not been successful.
In Pennsylvania, you've got a blizzard of court filings at the state and federal levels that have produced basically nothing. One after another has been withdrawn or dismissed with no change. Georgia certified its results on Friday, so another one in the barn. The Trump campaign could still seek another machine recount there after the hand recount that's already been done. But all the relevant statewide officials have already signed off, including the governor, who is a major Trump supporter.
NPR's Ron Elving. The number of people hospitalized for COVID-19 in the U.S. has climbed to more than 80,000. More than 2,000 people died just yesterday. Will Stone reports a surge in cases has led many states to close businesses and limit gatherings.
More than 30 states have imposed restrictions since the beginning of November. This weekend, Ohio and most of California will be under new curfews. Washington, Oregon, and New Mexico have closed down indoor dining, gyms, and other businesses. Many other states, including in the Northeast, are trying to keep businesses open, but with limits. Anna Bento, a professor at Indiana University, says these targeted restrictions may work, but
we are putting out fires as they're happening. It's not a long-term solution.
Meanwhile, some of the hardest-hit states in the Midwest have resisted closing any businesses or putting in place a universal mask mandate. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Protesters in Ohio rallied in front of Governor Mike DeWine's home last night, ignoring a coronavirus curfew. Chris Welter of member station WYSO reports it was the second protest there this week.
This time, the protest was in response to Ohio's statewide curfew that began on Thursday. The curfew is an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Donnie Toten drove to the event from Cincinnati. He's an entrepreneur who is selling noisemakers and Trump memorabilia from a small wagon. He says DeWine's curfew puts a lot of Ohioans in an impossible financial situation.
Yeah, it may help curve the track of this, but it's not helping people when they got to pay bills, because there's a lot of bill collectors that are still collecting things.
There was a heavy police presence at the event, but they did not ask the around 100 protesters to disperse after the new 10 p.m. curfew began. It's not clear if the governor was at home. For NPR News, I'm Chris Welter in Cedarville, Ohio.
This is NPR. Most people in California will be under a nighttime curfew as of 10 p.m. this evening. It's an effort to curb a new surge in coronavirus infections in the state. The curfew will be in effect for a month. However, some county sheriffs are already saying they won't enforce it. Protests have erupted across Brazil after a black man, beaten by security guards, died. NPR's Philip Reeves reports it's being viewed as a racist attack.
João Freitas died Thursday night at a supermarket in the city of Porto Alegre after being beaten by two security guards. One was an off-duty police officer. On Friday, as footage of the assault went viral, hundreds of protesters attacked the store, which is operated by Carrefour. Carrefour supermarkets were also targeted in other cities. The death of Freitas on the eve of Brazil's Black Consciousness Day is renewing debate about racism in a country where disproportionate numbers of black and mixed-race people are victims of homicides and police killings. President Jair Bolsonaro has fueled anger by saying he's colorblind and implying the outcry over Freitas' death is the work of political groups sowing discord. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be given an International Emmy Award Monday for his daily televised pandemic briefings earlier this year. The International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences says it's recognizing Cuomo for effectively creating TV shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure to effectively inform and calm the public. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.